China has sent some flurries of headlines from the moon this week. First was the news that seeds had sprouted on the moon for the very first time. They were cotton seeds, carried to the moon's surface in a specially sealed container aboard the Chinese lunar landing craft that touched down on the far side of the moon earlier this month. On Tuesday, China's state-run news agency said the seeds germinated, and Astronomy News headlined that nearly 40 years after the last human left the lunar surface, the moon is no longer devoid of life. But in this case, life didn't linger. Late yesterday, the state-run news agency quoted the designer of the experiment as saying life in the canister would not survive the lunar night. It just got too cold, about 62 degrees below zero on the Fahrenheit scale. That canister, by the way, is a pretty elaborate construction. It's about 7 inches in size, with a capacity of about a liter, holding soil, water, seeds of cotton, potato, and a few other items, including yeast and fruit fly eggs. Scientists have called it a moon surface microecological circle, while journalists have tended to favor phrases like a lunar mini biosphere. Chinese media put the cost of the canister at about $1.5 million. We expect to hear more soon on how other experiments are going on board the landing craft. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.